This is Bob Williamson. Can we sink any lower? I was staying on the top floor of the Marriott Hotel right on Broadway in New York City. That floor is usually reserved for world leaders, celebrities, and the rich and famous, all of which I am not. I was in New York to attend the unveiling of Dr. David Jeremiah's new study Bible and to meet with him about possibly being involved with the renewal of America. A good friend had secured the room for my wife and I, and she had the serious connections with the powers that be at the hotel to make it happen. No one could go to this floor without a key, and privacy was a big deal. One night, my wife and I were preparing to go downstairs, and we were awaiting the elevator, and the doors opened. A well-dressed Caucasian man that appeared to be in his late 60s got off. His countenance could be described as evil, and he had a snarl on his face. Accompanying him was a young African-American girl that was maybe 15 years old. She was dressed shabbily and wearing a denim coat. She would not look us in the eye and looked sad and in a daze as she walked with a man towards his room. I knew in my heart that this was sex trafficking at its worst. But for all I knew, this little girl might be his adopted daughter. He was not forcing her to go with him, and she appeared to be willingly walking with him to his room. It was all I could do not to punch that guy repeatedly about the head and face and then throw him over the railing and see how well he could fly those 40 or so floors to the bottom. That scene still haunts me. On August 10th, Honey Lake Church will host Dr. Brooke Bellow, who escaped the slavery of sex trafficking. She is one of the few who have survived. Most end up committing suicide, overdosing on drugs, contracting HIV, or being murdered after spending a lifetime of misery, confined to sexual slavery, and being abused by perverts whose demented lusts are unimaginable. We are now seeing cases where kids are being raped at the age of 1 year old. Can we as a nation sink any lower than to allow this to happen to our innocent children? It is a vile evil that is sweeping across America. The demand is there largely because of pornography. Surveys indicate 52% of our population is now watching it daily. Read this excerpt from Morality and Media to understand. There would be a break-in process where she would get tied up to a toilet without water or any food or nothing. At that point, we would offer drugs because that would start the numbing the soul against anything that's going to happen. They were still children. You could see it in the way they acted. Those are just some of the horrifying details that Jacob, a former International Crime Syndicate's hired hand, agreed to share on camera about his former work mentally breaking 15 and 16-year-old foreign girls who had just been told of their new lives as sex slaves. The ugly truth is, it's pornography that drives much of this madness. Men viewing pornographers' supposedly harmless smut get infected with the desire to act out what they see. Since they find few women willing to engage in the deviant acts they see, the demand for prostituted women dramatically increases, providing criminals with enormous incentives to force innocent young girls into sex slavery. Sex trafficking is a worldwide epidemic that is rising rapidly in the United States. Pornography is fueling the demand for trafficked women, and especially children. A recent study found that men who frequently use porn are 74% more likely to visit a prostituted woman, Women and men are also trafficked within the porn industry. Think this is too far out to be happening? Brooke's story is as follows. I was raped when I was 11 years old. Imagine an 11-year-old child who, because of her petite size, looks 7, being beaten and raped. That's only the beginning of the horrific experience of Brooke Bellow, also known as Brooke Susan Parker, who was taken into sex slavery at the age of 15. When hearing Brooke talk about her experience that she describes as soul assassination, one experiences an eye-opening revelation that would shock even the most callous listener. You are threatened that you will be killed. You are beaten and told over and over again that you are nothing and that this is who you are, that you are dirt. She recalls, I had been raped. I was already broken. You are now gone. You are lost. You don't even know who you are. Few victims survive sex trafficking. Most who live through it will never recover. But Brooke discovered the love of Jesus Christ, and it transformed her into a new woman on a mission. First, she got educated and even earned her doctorate. Then she created a documentary film entitled Survivor that she created to draw attention to this growing problem. Her story and ministry have been covered by several magazines and newspapers, including feature stories in Essence and Ebony. She has also appeared on the 700 Club and has spoken before members of Congress and many other venues in order to educate Americans about this problem that is becoming pandemic. Brooke is also a fantastic singer with a unique gospel contemporary style. I urge you to come to this service and bring a friend. Please, if you know someone who has been molested or otherwise sexually abused, invite them to come hear how Jesus, with tender mercy, healed her heartache and transformed her life into one of peace and fulfillment against incredible odds. You can know that same peace through Jesus Christ. Have a great weekend and go to Honey Lake Church or somewhere this Sunday and spend time with your Creator and pray for this nation. Luke 1:78. Because of the tender mercy of our God, with which the sunrise from on high will visit us, to shine upon those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. This is Bob Williamson. Thanks for listening.